This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون الله سبحانه وتعالى tells us in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about a reality. And that is that He shall test us. With certain calamities, afflictions, trials. He gives us three examples. And he also mentions in these verses three ways of dealing with these calamities. And then he mentions the reward. Three different types of reward for those who bear and cope with these calamities in the right way. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ We shall surely test you. With something of fear. وَالْجُوعِ And hunger. وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ And a loss of wealth, a loss of lives, and a loss of fruits and crops. And so these are the calamities that befall us in this life. As for the way to deal with these calamities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His believing slaves, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ O you who believe, seek help through patience. And so patience is something related to the heart. It is an act of worship that is related to the heart. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ An act of worship that is related to the tongue. And so those, Allah says, those who when afflicted with a calamity, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ Truly to Allah we belong, and truly to Him we shall return. As for that combines the actions of the heart and the actions of the tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the way to deal with the calamities that befall us in this life by turning to Him in prayer. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the calamities of life are a reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests His believing slaves with different types of calamities. and trials and tests, whether it be the loss of a loved one, whether it be a sickness, an illness, whether it be fear, anxiety, depression, whether it be a loss of wealth, economic problems, whether it be marital problems, whether it be war, famine, whatever it be, whether on the individual level or on the level of the community or on the international level, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has promised to test us with calamities and trials. And so how do you know whether a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a blessing or whether it is a punishment? By looking at your state. And so the closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more obedient you are to Him, the more you are in terms of fulfilling His commandments, staying away from His prohibitions, then this is a sign that a calamity that Allah afflicts you with is a blessing from Allah, a good sign for you that Allah is testing you with something to see how your reaction will be. Will you be patient or will you be impatient? Will you be content or will you be discontent? But if you are distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying Him, living a life of sin, then this is a sign that such calamities are a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to bring you back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to wake you up from your state of heedlessness. And so either way, whether it is a blessing or whether it is a punishment, the purpose of these calamities is to test us, to see who will be patient and who will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, not everyone is the same in terms of their reaction to the calamities and the trials that afflict human beings. And so you have some who are pleased with what Allah has tested them with. They are patient, while others are impatient and unsatisfied. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he says in this regard, that the calamities that Allah afflicts man with, which he cannot really ward off from himself, whether it be the death of a loved one, or a sickness, or wealth stolen, etc. People in this regard are in four different states. The first is the state of those who are impatient and discontent. The second is the state of those who are patient. The third is a level higher, those who are not only patient, but they are content and satisfied with the decree, the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the fourth is the highest of these levels, those who are not only patient, not only are they content with the qadr of Allah, but they are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can one be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a calamity that befalls him? Because he understands that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a test to bring him back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وسوء إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, the reality of these calamities and afflictions that befall us is a reality that we cannot escape. And so the very purpose why Allah created death and life is to test us. هو الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. That He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who created death and created life in order to test us, to put us to test and trial, to see who would do the best of deeds. However, the question is not whether or not we're going to be tested. Rather, the question is, how are we going to react to such calamities and trials? And so the following ways, insha'Allah ta'ala, will help us to deal with calamities in the best way, to make us from among those who are patient when Allah afflicts us with calamities and afflictions and disasters in this life. The first of these ways or means is by understanding this great phrase and statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Many of us say this when a loved one passes away, but how many of us truly understand its meaning? Allah says, Inna lillahi, that to Allah we all belong. The one who understands this and believes in the reality of its meaning understands that we all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in this world, everything in the heavens and the earth are the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you understand this, you will understand that Allah, He is the one who gave us what He gave us, and it is He who takes away what He takes away. He grants us what He grants us, and He also takes away whatever He takes away. Why? Because it belongs to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second part, وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah we are all returning. The one who truly understands and believes in this, he understands that this is a reminder. It's an admonition for the believers that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone and everything is returning. Nothing shall remain. Everything and everyone is going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the one who understands this great statement, bearing with calamities and the troubles of life, no matter how great they may be, will become easier for him to deal with. The second way or means that can help us to cope and deal with the calamities and the troubles of life is by believing in one of the components of Iman, and that is our belief in Al-Qadha wal-Qadr. And so one of the six pillars of Iman is our belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wills whatever He wills. He has destined and decreed everything to take place in this universe, no matter how small or great it may be. And that's why one of the words of advice that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, one of the words of advice that he had given to him was that whatever has missed you, you could never have attained. And whatever you have attained, you could never have missed. And so when a calamity befalls you, and you remind yourself of this, you will understand that no matter what, I could never have avoided this. I could never have escaped what has befallen me. Among the ways and means that could help us to cope and bear with the calamities of life is by having conviction and certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the belief that whatever Allah has taken away, He will give me what is better than it. And so whatever Allah has taken away from us, those who have this firm belief and conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has not taken it away, except that He will give us what is better than it. This is among the greatest means that can help us to cope with the calamities of life. But who benefits from this belief? Those whose hearts are firm with regards to this belief. And that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem. He is the most generous. And one who is generous does not take something away, except that he will give something better back. And we have many examples from the lives of the Sahaba that shows us this firm belief in their hearts. And so we have Salama radiallahu anha, who was the wife of Abu Salama, and one of the best households in Medina, the first household to migrate to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One day her husband passed away, Abu Salama, who was among the best of the companions. And it was a time of grief for Salama. However, she remembered that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said that whenever a calamity afflicts somebody, if they were to say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," truly to Allah we belong and truly to Him we are returning. And then he says, "Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wakhluf li khayra," that, "O Allah, reward me for this calamity and replace for me what is better." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that nobody who says these words while firmly believing them, except that Allah truly replaces for them what is better. And so Salama thought to herself, she pondered over these words, and she thought, who could possibly be better than Abu Salama? Who could possibly be better than Abu Salama? Allah has taken away from me this great individual. Who will Allah replace me with after He has taken him away? However, she said, "I said it anyways." Why? Because she believed in the words of Allah and His Messenger that they would never lie. And she said that as a result of saying these words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced her with none other than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam married Salama, and she became from among the mothers of the believers. And there are many other examples as well, such as that woman who was afflicted with an illness, with epilepsy. And she came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asking him to make dua for her, to cure her of this illness. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "If you wish, I will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure you, and if you wish, you could be patient, and your reward for this patience will be nothing but Jannah." Now if this was any one of us, we would have chosen the first. We can no longer tolerate this calamity, this illness, and so we would ask for it to be cured. But what did this great companion choose? She said, "I choose Jannah." Why? Because she was sure. She had yaqeen, she had certainty and conviction that Allah would surely reward her with what is better. Among the ways and means that can help us to cope and deal with the calamities and the troubles of life, no matter how great they may be, is by reminding ourselves of the stories of the prophets and the messengers. For what they went through of calamities, of ordeals, no human being has gone through. And that's why Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who among people are afflicted with calamities the most? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the prophets and then those who follow them in righteousness, and then those who follow them in righteousness. And so when one reminds himself of what the prophets and the messengers went through, of ordeals, of strife, of calamities, this will help him to bear with what little has afflicted him with of calamity or affliction. And so if we were to look, for example, at the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and what he went through, first he was separated from his father, and then he was abandoned by his brothers and thrown into the well. It didn't end there. He was then sold as a slave, and then tested with the women, and then finally thrown into prison. At this point, somebody would say, what a miserable life. How could Allah abandon those who are closest to him? But then what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? What was the eventual outcome of this long life of suffering? It was nothing but reward. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him out of prison and raised his rank and status in society, and then reunited him with his parents and his brothers. Also, if we were to look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what he went through, an example is when he was kicked out of Mecca, exiled from Mecca by his own people. And Mecca was the most beloved of places to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced him with what was far better, Medina, where he established a state and from there spread the religion of al-Islam. And finally, among the ways and means that can help us to cope and deal with the calamities and the ordeals that we are afflicted with, is by remembering the great reward for those who are patient over such calamities and ordeals. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith al-Qudsi, in the hadith which he narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah says, I have no reward other than Jannah for my believing slave when he remains patient for my sake over what has befallen him of calamity. And so the reward is nothing but Jannah for those who are patient over the calamities, over the ordeals that they are afflicted with. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no believer who is afflicted with a calamity, whether it be discomfort, whether it be an illness, whether it be anxiety, a grief, a worry, even if it is the pricking of a thorn, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiates his sins on account of his patience. And so if we were to be patient over these calamities and realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through these calamities, is expiating our sins, this is among the greatest of means that can help us to deal with the calamities of life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among his believing slaves who are patient and content over the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when calamities afflict us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive and have mercy upon those who have passed on from among our loved ones and from among all of the believers. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.